Since you guys are almost leaving, I want us to get the last jumbo with you guys, okay? So I want you to prepare your voice as well, okay? Jumbo. Jumbo. Wonderful. Today, as a parish, as a community, first of all, I want to say that we are very proud of each one of you. It has been a journey of learning, a journey of expanding your knowledge, your wisdom, and God has been part and parcel of each step of this journey with each one of you. So we are very proud and will continue to pray for you. One thing that I have for you guys today, as I was reflecting on our readings, it's some of the symbolism that we have in our gospel. The first symbol that we see in our gospel today is that of salt. The second symbol that we have in our gospel today, again, is that of light. One common thing between these two symbols is that if you think about what salt does and what light does, is that whatever they do, they don't do it for themselves. Salt does not add flavor to itself, the same way that light does not provide light to itself. They exist for others. Salt brings about flavor in food. Light, it casts darkness. And it's a powerful reminder, I think, to each one of us as disciples of Jesus and as we prepare to make this next step in our lives. We are being reminded that we don't exist for ourselves. We don't just live for ourselves. We live for our families. We live for our friends. We are there to add value, to add meaning, to add flavor in their lives. And I know each one of you, in your own ways, you have been doing that. Be it in the classroom, be it at home, be it with your friends, be it in Washington, D.C. In all these places, you have been salt, you have been light to each other. And today, in a very particular way, we are being reminded that that is what Jesus is asking of us as we make this next step in our lives. Be that light. Be that salt to others. On behalf of Father Matthew and our parishes again here, we are praying for you. We will keep on journeying with you. And congratulations to each one of you. God bless you.